Okay, so let's see how a single subject design compares to a within subject design. As you'll remember, a within subject design is where I have a particular subject have multiple measurements in an experiment. So in other words, if I am having them, spell, let's say for example, and I will have them check their spelling on a citation form test, where I will call out words and they will spell the words, and I will have the same individuals do it in a written sample. So that's a within subject design, because I'm looking at how their number of errors changes in a single word versus paragraph form, narrative form, okay? So I have a group, I'll have 20 subjects doing that, so that gives me the statistics to generalize to the population, but I'm controlling a lot of variance by comparing the subject to themselves. That's within subject design. Okay, so a single subject design is similar in that I am looking at that particular person's performance over time. So your subject is going to participate in all conditions. Okay, but a single subject design is different because the focus is on individual performances rather than group performances. So within a within subject design, I'm looking at how the group performs. Okay, everybody in the group does all of the conditions. In a single subject design, that person does all of the conditions, but I'm looking at how the nitty-gritty of their performance, not a group performance.